people I want to recognize my cousin here. Her father and my father came here in 1964. His name is John Collier. He came along with Adam Norwal. He came along with Dick McKenzie, my father Hank, and this is my cousin Choppy Collier. Our fathers were here in 1964.
Thank you. I didn't expect to do this, but in watching this, it's always a very emotional experience for me because so much of what we celebrate here today is what our parents sat in our living rooms when we were kids, saying, you know, we're not treated right as people somehow. We don't understand the whys and the wherefores other than as indigenous people. Just Indians then, from back home. We didn't understand the urban existence. It was all new. We were like third world people thrown into urban situations and feeling very mistreated, and very often in a way that was worse than that we experienced back on the reservations. And we sat, both of us, in many meetings. We grew up hearing these discussions of our parents saying, what can we do? They fought the police, they got arrested, they were some of the first people here in the streets of San Francisco and Oakland and San Jose who were saying, it's not right, it stops here. And they were the ones, this handful of people from our home, our relatives, who went back to our 1868 treaty and said, we can use this to our own advantage for a change. Let's go out, look at this island that they're ready to give up, and we'll take it. We'll take it back. And that was the beginning. A lot of meetings, a lot of organizing, a lot of finding friends with little boats to sneak over here. And that first occupation was March 8th, 1964, and it was a one-day occupation. But claims, legal claims, were filed then, that very day, to this island that had been ignored. So it is our island. We came back in mass in 1969, and that's what we're seeing the result of here today. We came back, we started a fire that spread across the country to claim every piece of land back, to claim every right back. And one of those that my mother fought so hard for, right out of this 1969 occupation, was the right to health care for urban Indians. They created the urban Indians in 1953, and we had no health care, none of the services that were guaranteed us in treaties. So they fought, she along with a handful of other people who were motivated by our first occupations at Alcatraz, to get urban Indian health care. That went on to what we have, AIM, International Indian Treaty Council, many other indigenous rights groups across the world and across the Northern Hemisphere. And I'm just really proud that everybody's here today and hope that everybody remembers all those people who had died and lived their entire life for this. My mother, in her very last days, talked about Alcatraz and how we got to take it back. It means everything to our people. So just continue to struggle, and I'm glad you're all here today. Thanks.